Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. Well, hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn and my Hot Wife Podcast, and I'm here for another episode with my, my trophy husband, Vince. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
A friend of ours got him this T-shirt.
Mickey.
Mickey did that. There you go. And it says trophy husband on it, and he's wearing it today. So you're no longer wonderful. You are now the trophy husband, and rightfully so, I must say.
Some things just go without say. I shouldn't have to wear a shirt to advertise it.
No, you shouldn't have to, but yet you do.
It's a given.
It's a given.
Come on, look at me.
I am. And trophies.
I'm trying to keep breakfast down.
Trophy is like right there in front of me.
So again, we pre-record a lot of the shows,
yes,
because of our schedule. We're recording this one now on Wednesday, May 24th at 9:37 a.m. And this will be going up on Thursday, May 25th at 5 a.m. So
yay, we'll be drinking coffee no matter what.
We'll be asleep when it goes up tomorrow.
Probably.
And I want a quick talk to that schedule. We did our first live show last Saturday. Went well. No one called in.
So we were just talking to ourselves again.
Yeah, that's
fine.
I do that on or off air.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But we're going to be moving the live shows to Sunday night.
Yeah, I think that might work because, like you said, we talked about before, Saturday night seems to be a very popular night for swingers to have parties.
We have parties coming up on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Sunday night is a school night.
Sure, so it's, you know, people need to go to bed earlier.
They're home. They're generally home. They're not going to generally go out to some kind of a party where they get home at 1 o'clock in the morning and then have to get up the next day and go to work. We're still going to do the show at 9 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Okay, depending. And again, we had our friend out in Arizona and stuff. You know, he's like, well, that's 6 o'clock my time. I'm eating dinner. It's like, well, I'm sorry. We can't stay up till midnight.
We're old. No, I have a life. I have a job.
Well, if we had a life, we might not be doing the podcast.
No, this is our life.
No, we have a life. That's why we share it on air.
Yeah. It's the fun part of our life. The other stuff's kind of like work.
So, again, if you're going to call in on Sunday night, the numbers, I'll give it to you then. But Sunday night, our podcast goes on live at 9 o'clock at night. And you have to go to our website, which is hotwifepodcast.online.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
That still hasn't sunk in with me.
Well, I'm actually working on another site.
Oh, really?
I have a .com, but I'm not going to release that right now.
Oh, you're still working on it?
Yeah, what I'm going
to
do is
way to keep me in the loop there, honey.
Here's how it works. Not that I don't love you, dear. I tell you, then you start telling people the address, and it's like, no, it's not ready yet. You say, I didn't know it wasn't ready. Well, I told you. Anyway, so I'll tell you when it's ready.
Okay, there, trophy husband.
Yep. You're just going to wear it out. But again, we want to thank everyone. You had someone more recently discover the podcast and messaged you about it?
Oh, yes, on many vids. He's like, I was listening to the podcast. I really like it. And what did he said?
He wanted to know where he could see more.
See more of you. Mm-hmm. So I, of course, sent him the link to...
Which is?
HotWifeDonnaLynn.com.
And Lynn is L-Y-N-N. Yeah, there are a couple spellings for Lynn.
Sure, that makes sense. But it's all the platforms I'm on. I also sent him just a couple of pictures just to say, hey, this is really me. And he's like, oh, my God, you're so hot and you're delicious. And I'm like,
you sure he wasn't trying to see me?
I think it was. I think that's what it was. He's like, enough of you, Donna. What does Vince look like? Yeah. Do you have any naked pictures of him? And I'm like, yes.
No one has naked pictures of me. There are no naked pictures of Vince.
Even Vince doesn't have naked pictures of Vince.
No. I have photographed some scary things, but none would be scarier than that.
Stop it.
But no, there's, we taught Janice a lesson. She wanted to see what I looked like. Yeah,
that was it. It's been crickets ever since.
She's, No, she, for some reason, thought I was attractive.
Well, you know, drugs, it does so much.
There's no accounting. I mean, you're stop. With me.
Drugs, that's all I can tell you. This isn't coffee I'm drinking. It's pure heroin.
Liquid heroin.
It's roofies in liquid form. Yeah.
And again, if you want to reach out to us here at the podcast, the email is hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. We welcome your comments, questions, suggestions for shows.
Sure. We're open to it all.
Yeah.
I mean, having that input, especially with something we've never thought about. Like, we had a friend who gave us some topics, and I thought we had touched upon them, but it's always nice to get input. And,
yeah. You know, well, you know, there's been times that we've talked about a topic.
Right.
And then later on, it's like, well, there's more we could have gone into it.
Yeah, I suppose.
So there might be some topics we might revisit due to experiences and what have you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But anyway, yeah, and we do. We actually really, I mean, our numbers, again, we want to thank everyone. The numbers are incredible.
We're scratching our heads every day.
Okay. But, you know, the emails actually mean a lot to us because mm-hmm. that's actual direct feedback. So we enjoy when we get emails from you. Whether you're stroking our tail feathers or tell us that
you suck. You know,
yeah, whatever. I wrote that one to you.
Oh, no, you said I should suck more. That's what you're saying.
Okay.
That's what you're saying.
I will get. Let me type that one up. Hold on.
I need you to suck more.
Yeah, well, that's beside the point there. So let me just determine I should turn my phone off. Just in case someone decides to call during the show. All right. Makes so sense. What did you want to talk about? So this is
your Hot Wife Podcast. Smart ass.
Smart asses?
Yeah, smart asses. No, underwear, underclothing.
Undergarments.
Undergarments. Okay. Whatever they call them these days.
Oh, it depends on what you're wearing.
or nothing.
Well, I mean, well, okay. If I say to you panties... You thinking of the big bloomer type fuckers, man, the sales. If you say panties,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm thinking little girls, the white things with the cotton crotch, and they come all the way up to your waist and all the way down, like halfway down your thigh. Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, you are deep shit, mister. Vince has been torturing me for years now.
That's just marriage.
Well, that's true, too. But in addition to that, more torture, he says, one of these days, I'm going to get you drunk, and I'm going to put a pair of granny panties on you and take pictures of them.
She says, like, you don't have to get me drunk for that.
No, no, no.
See, she's saying, no, I'll just wear them. I love them. Especially the kind that, like, pull my stomach in and, you know.
Oh, maybe I would like that.
But my saggy ass is really
hanging. God, that's just awful. Okay. No, that's not the worst. No. Although I do have guys that, when they've created like some of these videos, and I've never shot them because it never went that far, they have requested the old style cotton little girl type panties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I did buy some, but I'm not wearing them unless I get paid to do it, motherfucker. There you go. Don't even look at me in that tone of voice, mister.
How much?
You just see the evil grin on his face. I'm like, fuck you. That is disgusting. I can't even think about wearing them. I just think about how they cut off the circulation to my legs. And I'm just like, no, thank you.
How much?
Oh, honey, you don't have enough money. You just don't have enough money.
Yeah, if I had a dollar for every time a woman told me that.
You'd be a wealthy man.
I'd still have all that money in my pocket.
You have the money.
Apparently, I'm not the last man on earth yet. So.
Not quite, dear. Yeah. Not by a long shot. But yeah, that term panties conjures up the old-fashioned briefs, women's briefs.
Sure.
You know, the ones that, you know, my grandmother might have worn or my mom might have worn, those kind of things. Some of them are silky and they're kind of, you know, not too bad. Some of them are the cotton.
Some of them have those little frills on the back. Do you ever see the ones that, like, over the ass have, like, little ruffles or something ruffles. That we call it?
That's little girls. Little
is that to determine, like, a fart thing? Like, so if they fart, you see them go up?
No, actually, they were, I remember when my sister was little, mom had them. They actually went over, this is how old I am. Remember diapers were cloth and you had to wear a like a rubber.
Yeah, rubber panties.
Rubber panties on top of it. But those.
Yeah, I go to Amazon and get my. Never mind.
Well, these were the same kind of thing, except they had a cotton exterior or fabric exterior, and they had ruffles on them. So when the little girl would bend over, you'd see this cute little ruffle bottom and not a panty.
You're looking at a little girl's butt.
Yeah, yeah. But those were like strictly.
All right, so where are we going with this conversation now?
Well, we start with panties, which is the most.
Okay. Now, there are people who find those big bloomers fucking sexy.
Yes, like I said, guys have asked for that, and I'm. I will buy them, but I will not wear them willingly.
To me, they're right up there with the high-waisted jeans.
Ah, yeah, mom pants. Yeah, oh, thank you. Well, I'm so short-waisted that anything high-waisted just makes me look even
more short. It's up at your nipples.
Yeah, exactly. You remember the old, what was that show with Urkel? He had his pants up to his, you know, that's how old we are, okay? What was that show? I know his name is Urkel, and whatever, he had big glasses and suspenders.
I saw like two of those shows.
Yeah, I never even, but I remember
his character was annoying to me.
Yeah, very annoying. That's why I couldn't watch him. But he had these pants that almost went up to his freaking nipples and with suspenders, and that's what it reminds me of. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't. I'm so short-waisted, anything high-waisted just is very uncomfortable. And even when, this is just a little sidetrack because of my short-waistedness.
Boy, for somebody who's not interested in that kind of panty, she knows a lot about them.
Well, because I hate them so much.
I think when I go to work, she like goes and puts them on, parades around the house. Like, fuck Vince, I'm going to wear what I want to wear.
Not even close. Mm-hmm. But remember when jeans, like they had like the low, we used to call them hip huggers back in the 70s, but they were like the low rise jeans. For me, that was a full waist. Like medium rise, like I'm wearing medium rise shorts, that is up to my waist. So high waist would be literally up to my nipples. If literally.
I had opened the zipper to look. No, I'm saying with the like mom jeans, you have to put the zipper down to see where you're going.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, no. So like the lower waisted ones is actually like just below my belly button. They're not nowhere near my hips.
Oh.
Nowhere. Okay. I mean, I could probably wear the, you know, they have the micro low ones, then that would be
talking
like
talking way out of my league.
Yeah, but now everything's going high waisted again, like the 1970s, 1970-73, everything was high waisted. That style has come back again. So I'm like, I can't wear any of this shit. It's I'll look like freaking Urkel. It would be ridiculous.
62-year-old white female Urkel.
Yeah, pretty much. So I need suspenders.
All right. Yeah, so, I mean that's. Yeah, that's the same as they make men's briefs like that too. They make a higher waisted, and they look just like a man wearing fucking a woman's granny panties.
Well, if you have it, let's say you have a long torso, though. Let's say you have a really long torso. You don't, but let's say if you have a long torso and you wear something that's a medium rise type of brief or boxer or whatever. It's going to be below your belly button. It's kind of like wearing, you know, something real low. So they make them higher waisted for somebody who's a longer waist.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have that problem. I'm the exact opposite.
Well, yeah.
Like, you're more normal. You're more average in your torso length.
That's not descriptive words used for me.
Yeah, not normal. Average. With
Abby,
that.
Abby.
Abby. Abby normal.
Yeah. And again, in the swinging world, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone wearing them.
What, high-waisted briefs?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. I mean, even men in the swing world tend to wear more, I don't know if I can use this word, sexier underwear.
I guess.
You know,
well, again, that's going to be part, I guess, of our discussion is after we get done covering the different types of, like, what is, I guess, our opinion. We can't say what is sexy.
No, it's just, just us talking out our ass again. We're good with that.
Yeah, we're just, spitballing it.
So we have the high-waisted briefs, men's and women's.
Okay.
What would be next?
Okay, so we've ruled you won't wear those.
Oh, hell no.
Willingly.
No. You have to tie me down, drug me.
Well, that's just a normal night of foreplay.
I suppose. So, okay, then we can go into the bikini briefs, which is like not a thong, still has a full back, and both men and women. They have them for both men and women. The men's have them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like.
I just had a flashback of the Fruit of the Looms fucking box. Those ones like you're talking about.
Yeah.
And when I see them, I go, that's kind of feminine.
Eh, It depends. If you have a smaller frame and you they're a little higher cut on your legs, so if you don't like anything low on your legs that cut into your thighs, it might be something to more...
It would be kind of delicate to have... to use it, for a man to use a terminology, it cuts into my thighs. It's a little more feminine.
Well, I think it's because it bothers me.
It cuts into my thighs, and I just can't concentrate.
Well, what if you're a runner and you have larger thighs, you know, or a bodybuilder, and you have big, meaty... you know, quadriceps or really big, big glutes from doing squats and stuff. You know, maybe a brief won't fit so good. Maybe you have to find something else. Maybe a boxer brief they might go to.
Kind of shrunk down briefs.
Sort of, yeah. They're a little bit, You know, instead of being 4 inches on the side, they might be 2 or something like that. Something. And for women, it's like your typical bikini thing. It's smaller on the side.
Yeah.
I like the higher cut ones. If I'm going to wear something like that, like as a, you know, if I'm going to a family-friendly swimming party, and I'm not wearing a skimpy little teeny-weeny postage stamp thong or whatever they are, I'll wear something like that, a little higher cut. It's got, like, you know, an inch and a quarter on the side, something that's, you know, sexy but not, you know, not slutty. We save that for home life. So, I mean, and they're pretty comfortable.
You wear slutty out to parties.
To parties, but not family friendly ones.
Oh, well, no, not that.
Sometimes I'll just go, you know, very, very conservative.
Commando.
Let's go commando. No, I'll wear like a one piece just to, you know,
A one piece what?
A bathing suit.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just got a text message I had to read.
Okay.
So I missed what you were talking
about. Oh, you weren't listening. That's what it was. Okay.
Did you say something?
Yeah, exactly. But
okay, so you're talking bathing suits that we skipped off of underwear. Okay.
Well, yeah, because they're kind of related. That same style can be translated from underwear to also bathing suit.
Sure. Okay.
So that's
We got me up to speed.
Yep. But mine, I like thongs. I'm a thong person all the way. I like, I have a certain fabric I always look for when I go to buy a thong, and I'll feel the fabric because I don't like the cotton or the cotton mixes. I like more of a lycra cotton thing.
You're just making this sexy.
Yeah, well, it's silkier.
I'm going to start masturbating. When you start talking material, now we're talking.
Well, if material makes it. If it's all, like, cottony, it's just...
Well, I guess.
Fabric is sexy. Shut up.
Well, from what I'm talking about, like, you know, guys who wear women's underwear, they're like, oh, it feels so nice.
It's silky.
I don't put that much thought into it. I just put fucking underwear on and go. It's not like...
Yeah, but I do.
How do my balls feel in this underwear?
Wait a minute.
Does this make me feel sexy? I don't know. Does it cut into my thighs? Does the lace accent my cock? I don't know. Does it pull my butt up where it should be? I think it does. Look at this. Falls in the crease of my ass. Oh, my God. These underwear, I almost don't want to wear anything else but them. I'm sorry. Where were we?
You're so not. No, fabric does make it. I go now out.
I guess. I don't know.
I feel the fabric.
I just fucking go buy the Fruit of Looms fucking thing of fucking underwear and put them on. I don't like overthinking.
I do. I'm very, because certain fabrics, I'll touch them like, no, that's like barbed wire. I'm not going to. Barbed wire.
Okay.
I don't like that. Like,
no, barbed wire's underwear is not a good thing in general. Hey, if you're into it, whatever.
I had a really sexy, lacy pair of, it was a thong, it was a lace thong, and it was sexy. It was the most horrible thing to put on my body ever, because the lace, as sexy as it was, that particular lace had nubs, was kind of nubby, so when it rode against your skin, it was like wearing barbed wire. It was not comfortable at all. Sexy? Oh, it was really sexy, but I hated wearing it. So when they fell apart, I was like, good.
I'm still stuck on the concept of barbed wire's underwear.
Well, you know what I mean. It's just, okay.
Sandpaper might be a better description.
Well, hardware cloth, sandpaper, all these things are similar.
Okay, just checking.
But like the lace, as sexy as they are, like, it has to be a certain kind of lace. If it's a softer lace, you can get away with it. But this was just a particular lace that was just uncomfortable to wear. And it was a thong. It was should have been fine, but it was terrible. It was just awful.
Okay.
Looked sexy. Looked real sexy.
All right. So So that was the bikini style, right?
No, bikini and thong.
Oh, okay.
Thongs are a little thicker on the sides. They still go up your butt. I like a little bit of fabric on the side, like a, you know, an inch, 3/4 of an inch to an inch at the most. You know, and I like something that goes down low in the front. I don't like high waisted things. Again, it's just not my cup of tea.
Now, when girls wear thongs, okay, when they're under your clothes, it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
But, like, if you're getting undressed in front of a guy, I'm a personal believer that you got to pull them up on the hips a little more, not go straight across.
Exactly.
It just makes your legs look longer.
Yeah, I agree.
It kind of makes a V show me where I want to go.
Exactly.
You know?
I like everything high cut. There's a, if somebody says something is, quote, French cut, usually it's higher on the thighs, higher on the legs. Okay. And it makes your legs look longer. Not to mention that you don't have to worry about it, you know, cutting into your skin. So I like everything higher.
Here
cut.
We go again.
I know, but fabric, fashion, all these things play into your comfort and how sexy they look or don't look on you. You just said it right there. Came right out of your mouth. You like them up higher
on your... Sure, a visual. I'm not talking about, like, under my clothes.
Under your clothes? Really? What
Stop.
Are you...
Yes, I'm just saying.
Am I missing something? I'm looking.
Yeah,
I
don't... If you see fucking pair of thongs in the fucking wash, that look like they like, just came off a fucking horse.
It's like, oh, you little minx, you.
Something about a fucking 3-foot diameter fucking... thong just isn't sexy with a thimble hanging from it. Don't spit
I'm trying
microphone.
I'm trying to swallow that one, motherfucker.
Don't spit to my microphone.
But I agree I like things up just a little higher on my legs because I'm short legged, but I'm also short waisted, so I like to I'm just short. Let's just face it, folks, I'm just short. Everything is
And then
short.
I guess the next thing left for women's underwear is really only the G-string. Which is just a patch held together by string.
Piece of elastic.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn with them. Sometimes the way that they're cut, the elastic, again, cuts into your waist or hips.
Okay.
So I'm not loving that. I have some that are really comfortable.
Right. Well, I have the age-old question that men want to ask, and some women.
Right.
With the thong G-string, isn't having something up your ass uncomfortable? And I'm not talking sexually. I'm talking
No, I don't even feel it. Get.
I mean, initially, I mean, again, I know you've been wearing them for 100 years, so.
Literally. 100 years minimum.
Yeah, but initially getting used to it, wasn't it awkward?
No.
I think it would feel like a perpetual wedgie.
Well, that's what you're combating. If you wear something that covers your butt and you move around, it does go into your butt crack, but you have a lot more fabric. This is literally an inch of fabric, so it kind of like just goes into your crack, and it's not like a bunch of fabric in there. It's just a little bit of fabric, so I can't even feel it.
Okay.
Maybe at first you do. I don't know. But I was a dancer for so many years that.
Let's say hypothetically, someone's listening and they determine, you know what, I'm going to kick up my game, and this is a woman. I'm hoping.
you never know.
You know what? I'm going to start wearing thongs, and see what my husband thinks. So, but she's worried about that feeling up her ass. Give it a few days. Underwear, but I mean,
change your underwear in the meantime.
No, once that one pair gets nice and crusty, it gets right.
They can sell it for about $50.
Yeah, well, that's another story. But so you got to just give it a try. Go for give it a week.
Yeah,
get yourself 7 pair and give it a week.
Yeah, I guess it's I never had that issue so. And there are still girls that were dancing, but their at home, like everyday underwear, was not a thong.
Yeah.
Which I never understood. It's like, what's the difference? I mean, just freaking buy a thong. It's like, I don't like wearing thongs when I'm not dancing. I'm like, I don't understand that.
I guess they feel if they wear a thong, they have to dance.
I don't know.
I'm not getting anything done at home. I'm just dancing because I'm wearing thongs.
I'm wearing a thong. I think I should be at work. Husband, I don't know. Maybe I want
to. My husband wants to give me his nickel. So I'm like, I keep telling him that's not a coin slot.
No, I've always liked thongs. I'm not a fan of G-strings.
What age do you think you started wearing thongs?
I did?
No. Who else am I talking to in this room?
I thought you meant like women in general.
No, you.
Well, have to understand, in 1979, the thong was not like it is today. It was still more high waisted. It was a different style.
Okay.
But I'd say when I started dancing, I started wearing thongs. So 1980.
Okay.
I was 20. But like I said, thongs were, you know, a G-string was kind of popular for the, quote, these. We were not strippers then. We were go-go girls. That was a term we were used. That was our title back in the 80s, believe it or not.
Well, you're still a go-go girl. I said, Donna, can you go get me a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I'm a go-go. I'm a go-go.
Go make me a sandwich.
Oh, that's me all the way. Right there, sir.
If I ever said that to you, I wouldn't trust anything I had to ingest after telling you that.
It depends on how you say
it. Go get you a sandwich. Oh, okay, motherfucker.
Remember when I pissed in your cup? Just saying.
And that wasn't something I wanted.
But, yeah, it was a different style. There were G-strings that, like, when I would get, I'd have to buy my outfits from either other girls or through, this is going back in the day, like Frederick's of Hollywood.
Yeah. I don't even know if they exist
anymore. I don't know either because you couldn't just
Victoria's Secret's kind of wiped them out. But Frederick's of Hollywood by far was more slutty shit.
Well, Frederick's of Hollywood had a lot more, themed outfits.
Slutty shit.
More slutty. You had the slutty nurse. You had all that whole theme. And then you had all kinds of lingerie where the nipples were cut out and, you know, underwire.
Oh, they used to ship those catalogs out. And
they're all hand-drawn. They didn't have models at the time. They did not have, they were all hand-drawn. I used to love their illustrations. They were all hand-drawn models.
But then they came out with ones that were photographs. That were photographs. And girls would have things over their nipples and stuff.
Yeah,
and it was like Playboy magazine came in the mail.
Yeah, exactly. But before that, awesome. They were all hand-drawn. I just loved the illustration. I thought that their drawings were really, really, really cool. Really, they're
okay, so now let's get to the female bras.
Oh, bras.
Now, obviously, we don't need to talk about sports bras. We know it's just a tight tank top to keep the girls from bouncing too much.
Yeah, they're nothing special.
Some people find that sexy.
I guess. I guess.
It's safe to say everything in life anymore, you could just sit there and go, someone's going to find that sexy. That's sexy. You know? But then you have your typical bra.
Like, pretty much, like, what am I wearing here?
Let me see.
Yeah, this one's not too bad. It's nice. Still
they've gone, you don't have to buy just white anymore.
This one's kind of a
different color. It's got some flowery.
Yeah, it's got lace, but it's underwire. It's got
that's lace.
It has lace on top of the padded bra.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm looking for bras that aren't padded.
You don't need padding.
I can't find them. I cannot find an underwire with just lace, especially for
Now the underwire is to help keep those girls up, right?
Pretty much, but
it's
now
like I-beam support.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. They're starting to switch away from underwires to not underwired bras. And I just don't find the other ones as sexy.
Not sexy at all. I've heard a lot of women bitch about the wire jabbing them.
You know what happens? Eventually that...
No, I don't. That's why I'm...
Well, there's a little casing underneath. And that wire, there's a little ball on the wire. It's like a little plastic ball.
Okay.
So it doesn't go through the fabric, but over time that ball wears away, and all of a sudden you have literally a piece of sharp metal that needles its way through the fabric and into your flesh. Yep, pretty much. Because I'll be moving, I'll be like, oh, something is scratching me, and there's my underwire, and it's like an inch up out of the casing, into my boob. I'm like, I don't want that.
All right. Then you have the demi bras. Right?
I was just going to get to that. I love them, but finding them is a bitch. Mm-hmm. A demi bra, the bra I'm wearing is a full cup, which means my nipples are covered. Demi bras usually come across straight, and either A, they're just slightly over the nipple, or they can be under the nipple. And sometimes it's padded to some degree. Okay. So I went upstairs, it's padded. Also, the straps are different. The straps aren't centered over your nipple, like most bras are slightly outside your nipple. These are way on the side because it's almost a box. It comes across straight across your nipples and then up. But it really lifts your breasts and also gives you a shelf, which I really like.
Okay. Do you get as much support?
Oh yeah, because they're still underwired.
Oh, okay.
You know, then
but
I
they're sexy. They could be.
Oh, yeah.
Like at the party, you wore demi bra of sorts, right?
That was even less of a demi.
Okay. What would that be?
It was just a underwire and a piece of elastic.
Something
on the
that
top.
Was the outline of what a bra could be?
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty much it. But I do have a demi bra. It's an underwire, full underwire, but it's just really heavy duty lace underneath and your nipples mm-hmm. are exposed. Oh. I really like that, but you don't get quite the support. But it looks sexy as all hell. Okay. It's really sexy. Oh, okay. I really like that. I'd love to get about, you know, half a dozen more of them. Can't find them anywhere.
Wow.
Amazon? I don't even know where. I'd have to look. I'd really have
everything's
to look.
Everything's on Amazon, I'm convinced.
You know what? I don't even know where I got that one. That thing's got to be, oh, it's old. And it's still in good shape. It's okay. Still. I had it in white. I had it in black and white. And I have it in black.
Okay.
Black on black. It's got like black little, yeah. You know.
Okay. Cool.
Little beads or something in the cleavage, whatever. It's real cute. It's really
so. What is and then we'll get into men's underwear, so to speak.
Sure.
What do you find to be your ideal sexy underwear? If you're, I want to hear both privately. Like, what do you like to wear? Like, if you're going to go to work, underneath your underwear, underneath your clothes. Sorry. And going to a swinger party, what would you like to wear?
Well, what I wear for, like, daily wear, I still like the silky kind of thong. But that could translate going to a swinger party, too. But usually swinger parties, I'll opt on comfort for sluttiness. So I'll wear something that's more lacy, something that's a little more of just a G-string.
Cause sometimes it's not see-through. I've seen you have
see-through. It, you know what? It's not going to be on very long.
Yeah, everybody's going to see it anyway.
Exactly. So that comfort is secondary when I'm going to a party. Like that red outline of a bra, you don't want to wear that all day long. Your boobs would kill you because there's not enough support. But it looked hot for the party. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good for a few hours. But when I'm done, I'm like, all right, let's put something a little bit more normal on.
All right, so then men's underwear.
Well, we went over the briefs, and even they have those crazy.
Well, boxers, like.
Oh, yeah.
The reason this topic came up, in all fairness, Mickey the other day was talking to me on the phone and had talked about, she goes, what is it with guys that are always adjusting themselves? And I explained to her, guys who wear boxers, because when I used to manage this one department for a company, all the guys would come into my office and be like, I'd be sitting at my desk and their crotch is kind of almost at eye level at that point.
Oh, you're loving it. Come on.
No. And they'd always be fucking adjusting themselves. Mm-hmm. And I had to yell at them. It's like, you know, if you got to play with yourself, go the fuck out of my office. You know, it's and what it is, there's no support. Like you talked about the bra. There's no support with boxers. So now their nuts are going one side or the other, or sometimes they get stuck in the seam and one nut's going one way and one's going the other. And sometimes they're not even on the right sides. You know.
God,
so
no.
You got the left going right and the right going left, and then the dick in the middle doesn't know what the fuck to do. Or it's the nuts are on one side, the guy's really hung, it's dangling on the other side. Yeah, they're always like trying to adjust to get comfortable, and I've always said to them, like, just fucking wear some briefs, you know. It's like, oh, I hate briefs. Oh,
well,
you know,
your dick will be swinging in the breeze.
But also, you know, now with summer coming, you know, you now have your nuts resting against one of your thighs,
right?
And now they get all sweaty and they stick, and it's, you know. Now, as a woman, do you find a guy in boxers sexy?
No.
Okay. I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer. I'm just asking a personal question to you.
Well, and you know what? It depends on the guy, but usually, no. I feel like you're just wearing, I don't know. It's first of all, there's nothing revealing because they're baggy and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're fine, but I like something like, you know, briefs, some people might be like, oh, that's kind of old-fashioned, not sexy at all. So there's a compromise. There's a boxer brief, so I've seen guys wear, and there's...
Now, we're going to get into boxer briefs.
So that's the bridge there.
Yeah. Now, I can see where boxer briefs would be sexy because it's almost like wearing spandex shorts.
Exactly. And there's... See, I'm going back to the fabric. There's certain fabrics that are very...
Oh, again, the fabric.
I do.
No, it's fine. It's good.
Shut up. I do like the... Not the cotton ones, because they kind of get baggy, then they don't look as attractive, but you get the ones with the lycra in them, and there seemed to be a little more form-fitting. It's like wearing bike shorts.
Yeah. Spandex shorts, bike shorts, same shorts.
Yep, yep. And they usually have a little bit more of a pouch in the front cut out for you, so it's a little more enhancing, whether you have a package or not.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm looking away from you, dear. Mm-hmm. Whether you have a big, huge, gigantic package or not.
Well, you only look at me when you get to the or not. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. And they're silky, so now I rub my hands over them. It's fun. And
you get to be a bigger package.
A bigger package. Yeah, it's kind of silky.
Again, I'm talking from my personal experience. I love the concepts of boxer briefs.
Right.
I can't wear them.
I know.
You know, they wind up working their way down my legs as I walk.
Right.
And everything else. And then next thing you know, I have, now that pulls my pants down further.
Right.
Because the crotch of the boxer briefs pushes the crotch of my pants down. So now, all of a sudden, my nuts are swinging to and fro like a fucking, TikTok, like an alarm clock kind of thing. A cuckoo clock or whatever the fuck you want to call it. So I pull my pants up, and now it feels weird because I didn't grab my underwear with it. I either got to pull my underwear and my pants up at the same time. It's just like, no, it's too much work.
Yeah.
I personally, the concept is great.
Maybe because your legs, you have big thighs. Again, we're going back to the big thighs. If you have big thighs and you have a lower short, like bike shorts.
Yeah, they want to ride down.
They're going to ride down because your legs are big.
Maybe that's what my problem is. Maybe I need garter belts for that.
Probably. Suspenders on your underwear.
Suspenders on my underwear? Yeah, it's a concept.
Well, when you put them on your pants, you just grab your underwear, too.
Well, as I said, I got to pull them both up at the same time. Where they don't have snaps to snap into my pants.
This is a little off topic. This is gross. I have seen...
Remember, this is her saying it, not me.
Yeah, that's me saying it. I have seen shirts that are actually onesies for men.
Like you always saw in the old hillbilly ones, like the red jumpsuit thing that had the door in the back for when they had to poop.
Yeah,
the union. You know, that was their underwear.
Yeah, that was their underwear. It was all in one. Yeah. But the thing is, they had these women have like a bodysuit, but they have a snap in the crotch. Well, they had these for men, so the shirt always looks tucked in. It's like, that's kind of gay.
You know what? The problem I have with shirts, I would do that. If they made, like, dress shirts that snapped in the crotch, I would buy them.
Oh, really?
Because the shape I am in, whatever that may be, whatever.
Round.
Whatever.
Round is the shape.
But, no, my shirts, like, for me, standing and sitting, moving, they become untucked.
Yep.
And, or they become untucked enough that it just, the shirt bulges around the belt and there's, like, plenty of room. It's not, like...
Right.
It's not like they're skin-tight shirts. So if I had something that I kept it the same all the time, every day, I'd do that.
They have them. I don't know what the shirt styles are. I just saw they have these, I want to say they're body suits, but I think there's another. But, yeah, they snap in the crotch.
Let's get into the briefs, okay?
Okay, the briefs. We're back to briefs.
Well, we're working our way up.
Okay.
Or down, whichever.
Okay.
So... again, that's my preferred method of going. It just keeps everything. They don't, unless they're old underwear, they don't ride down.
No, they don't.
They keep the boys all tucked together nice and neat. You know, it's like, to me, like I told Mickey, it's like a bra. You know, if a woman's not wearing a bra over time, and, guys wearing boxers, by the time they're my age, their nuts are going to be fucking down to their knees. I mean, my grandfather wore boxers, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember him sitting... I'm still scarred from it, sitting in our fucking recliner in our bedroom, in our living room, and his fucking testicles hanging out the bottom of his shorts. And he wore, if he stood, the shorts were to the top of his knee.
Yeah.
So they weren't short shorts or anything else.
Right.
But when he would sit down, they would ride up, and man, sure enough, there's testes. It's just like...
How is that even comfortable?
Well, again, it's like a woman who has natural tits doesn't have that, she needs a bra for support.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't support your testicles, man. They're fucking stretching and stretching.
Gravity.
No, I want to know, where's that extra skin come from? Does that come from the penis and now your dick gets smaller because your nuts have gotten bigger?
The skin just stretches.
Now think about that. A woman sucking your dick and your balls are now a fucking half mile long. So as she's sucking your dick, man, those things come up and hit her in her throat. And
I don't think they'll come up that quick. But that would be funny.
Fucking thump her in the chest, give her a heart punch, man.
Well, yeah, I think definitely the briefs are more, they may not be as aesthetically pleasing, but they certainly are a lot more useful.
Okay, let's put it this way. It all depends on what the guy looks like, whether you want to see him in any kind of underwear.
Sure, that's true, too.
You know, a big fat slob, doesn't matter what he wears, he's still a big fat slob.
Exactly.
And you're looking at me really hard with that one. Anyway.
I'm looking away. I'm so sure. You're not a big fat slob.
I'm trying. but, I don't know. I just go for
comfort.
Functionality.
Yeah, functionality.
And comfort, yeah. Again, yeah, I don't need my nuts hanging lower than they hang already.
Yeah, gravity, man, as you get older, gravity is not your friend. I'll stand by that one.
Yeah.
Anybody knows that gravity is not your friend.
Yeah. So then, okay, the one thing that I think is completely wrong in life.
Okay. I think I know where you're going with this one.
Men's thongs.
If you're an exotic dancer and in impeccable shape, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're a guy in impeccable shape and you're a stripper, you got to wear a thong. It's what you have to do. That's what you wear.
I'm going to tell the story at the gun shop.
Oh,
it was funny as shit.
Okay, go ahead.
So these two guys came in, were shooting. Okay. Nothing. Yeah, nice guys. And they got done. They came out of the range, and the one guy went to go do something, and the other guy had his gun bags on the ground, and he squatted down. I happened to see the shirt rode up. So, oh, dear God. Now, he was wearing black pants and a black shirt. Okay. He had on a dark blue thong. And I was like, oh, my God. And then, he stood up. And one of the guys saw me, react. He goes, what's wrong? I said, that fucking guy's wearing a thong. He goes, you're kidding me. I said, why would I make this shit up? He goes, no way. So he went on the other side of this guy to go do or make it look like he was doing something.
Right.
And as he came back towards the counter where I was, the guy happened to squat down again. Now this guy looks down, sees the thong, his eyes rounded the fuck out. He's like, oh, God damn, I'm scarred for life. He's like, holy shit. And some of the other guys were paying attention. They all saw it. They're all like, I said, why would I make that shit up? They're like, man, that's just wrong. Why, it's just not.
You want to wear that for your significant other, male or female, that's fine. I don't know, maybe he finds it comfortable.
Apparently.
Sometimes the thongs are definitely made with more of a pocket or a pouch in the front, so you might get more support from a thong than you would
That's all right, it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, maybe that's it. Maybe he thinks it's sexy. He's wearing it for his girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not thinking it.
For everyday wear,
I have no ass. So it would just look like a fucking piece of string hanging down or a piece of material hanging down a wall.
No ass. Down a wall? And try to say your ass is as flat as a wall?
Pretty much.
It's not that bad.
Almost.
It used to be round. What happened? It used to be.
Old age.
Oh, I got to get. I can't say got to climb more steps because I know you climb a lot of steps.
Every day. Yeah.
So I don't get that. Well,
it doesn't matter what happened. I could get a round ass. I'm still not wearing a thong.
No, I would not. I would not think so. I would not think so.
Even if you said to me, I'd suck your dick every day, three times a day, if you wear a thong, I'd run right out and.
You run around and buy one.
I didn't say that. I might buy one. I wouldn't wear it. But it's like, look, I got it. Suck.
Because
I know if I was wearing one, you'd be like, I have no urge now for sex. Sorry.
I'm trying to think what my playmates wear. There is the one guy who's half my age.
Narrow that down.
Well, his name starts with an L. You're still a question mark.
Okay. So you've narrowed it down to one third.
Okay, never mind. But he always wears a brief style, but they're always a little more on the sexy side. He had one that was made by some designer. Who the fuck was it?
Whatever.
It doesn't matter, but it had
Most of them wear boxer briefs.
Most of them wear boxer briefs, I agree. Yeah.
Majority of the guys that I've seen you play with are boxer briefs.
But these people are in the swing lifestyle, but they're not into the parties and fetish. Mm-hmm. So they're stuff is a little more reserved.
Yeah. Yeah, the boxer briefs, like back when I did land surveying, and I walked a lot, you know, during the summer I would get kind of like chafing and shit. Mm-hmm. So I could see that would help with that.
Yeah, a lot of times the fabric is, I keep saying the lycra, but a lot of times it's a wicking material. So it wicks the sweat.
I don't care what religion it is.
It wicks the sweat away from your body, which is kind of nice. Okay. So it's, yeah. It's, and it might have like vented panels
or
whatever.
Okay, so what do you want? Your ideal underwear to see a man in is?
Because
you actually enjoy that, and you enjoy unwrapping the package.
Yeah, I do. The one gentleman I'm talking about, he wore a brief style, but it was slightly like lower on his hips. It was really very sexy. But it was a brief style. It just had the manufacturer's name, you know. Okay. I forget who it was. It doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was pretty sexy. Right. You know, thongs, no. I'm that's just, unless you're a stripper, probably not. I'm I would stay away from that. I do remember, again, I think Victoria's Secret or probably Fredericks of Hollywood made them. They made these thongs for men. Actually, they're G-strings with the elephant trunk, so your dick would go in there. Mm-hmm. I would like to see a man wear that and fill it out. That would be kind of fun.
I've seen pictures online, unfortunately.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. I've seen guys.
You just want to make them go.
Yeah, that's true. That would be kind of fun. I guess
that's a part of the goal, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But I've never seen anybody wear one for me and actually do anything with it, you know. Get it hard to make the trunk go up. But that would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think.
And now, what do you think of Commando?
Oh, that's a whole other. Now, you told me the history behind that. I didn't realize there was a history, so you can take that away.
Well, it just dealt with soldiers, you know, not wearing more than they have to because, again, with the weather conditions, and, again, having cloth so close to your body could cause irritation.
You would think wearing those fatigues, those pants.
But they're not tight on you. They're not.
They're baggy.
Not the kind you wear that can see a pimple in your ass. Oh. These are, you know, they're wearing baggy or. Oh. And again, so now you have underwear on. Let's say briefs, which is like the Navy.
I always
Navy
thought
briefs or the boxers, but whatever.
I thought the Army was boxers.
I think the military might do boxers. I think the military does boxers anymore. I'm not sure, because again, having it tight just would encourage more.
Sweating and
the fungus and whatever because it's close to the body and it's
moist, you're
sweating
you get the whole jock itch and which is a fungal infection so that's where Commando came from.
I wasn't
sure where that term came from. I just thought
Commando is a different thing in general, but underwear Commando is that.
Underwear Commando is what I meant. Interesting.
All right.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to go Commando.
Oh, we never mentioned Spunk Lube.
Oh, geez.
Where Spunk Lube doesn't hang to do with underwear.
No.
After you get off your underwear, you might need Spunk Lube.
You might need Spunk Lube.
It's a great lubricant.
Yeah, I test.
Please go to spunklube.com. If you are looking for something that is,
Hypoallergenic, doesn't break down, doesn't get sticky, doesn't get gummy, doesn't have an odor, really doesn't have a flavor. So if you're given a blowjob and you know, like me, I go from insertion to blowing them again. I don't want to taste necessarily the lubricant that's on
there. The strawberry taste doesn't stay.
Doesn't stay. Yeah,
that ass to mouth thing. All of a sudden, it tastes like a fertilized strawberry field.
Not as attractive. I just want the fertilizer, not the strawberries.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Well, that's what it would be because Spunk Lube doesn't have any flavor.
Yeah.
Actually, I make sure my butt is clean before I do anything.
Okay,
so
that's
really
not the part of the commercial for Spunk Lube.
Exactly.
But anyway, no. Go to spunklube.com. Spunklube.com. Great product. Can't urge you enough. If you are interested in lubricants, if you use them or not, this is a top quality lubricant that we stand 110% behind.
Yeah, so. It's great stuff. It doesn't get sticky. It doesn't.
It's water soluble.
Water soluble. Mm-hmm. Well, I have been using the hybrid, so I have only, I've never really used the silicone one. So
that was the first one we used years ago.
Was it? Mm-hmm. I thought we used a hybrid all along. Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Ah, I stand corrected.
Sitting right now, but okay.
Yeah, so, whatever.
But all anyway, right. I want to thank everyone for listening.
Yeah, is that where we're going with this? We're ending the show here?
Yeah, we're at 50 minutes.
Holy shit, I didn't think we could talk about underwear that long.
Well, you did.
Well, I want to talk about, you know, why I stopped going commando when I was younger.
Okay, go ahead.
I had big pussy lips. There we go. We can close the show now. It gets caught on the seams of my pants.
Okay.
And it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's, you know, disadvantages. I mean, yeah. You know.
I thought it was cool, you know, but, you know, every time that seam in my jeans, mostly jeans. Jeans are like.
Well, you tend to wear your pants tight, too.
Not really.
Yeah, like if I went commando, it wouldn't matter because my pants are always so loose and baggy. So
that's true. But mine seemed a little more snug, and that seam would ride up against
and
my
pussy
lips.
And that's where buttonfly pants make more sense because you don't get your dick or skin. Yeah, you get your, like, show is that? Something about Mary.
I
gets his dick skin caught in the zipper.
Oh, dear God. Do I go up or go down? Do I go up or go down?
Yeah, we have a boiler.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah,
it hurts.
Oh.
You do that once. That's it.
I know when I would wear jeans and I wasn't wearing anything, I put my hand in there and zipped them up. Because I have big lips. And like, it's possible.
Hang on.
What are you doing?
You think you have big lips. You don't really have big lips.
Oh, good.
I mean, there's...
Oh, yeah.
I've been with girls with big lips.
What?
I mean, when all of a sudden I can't hear the music playing anymore, then you know they're big lips.
Well, growing up, I was the, you know, all the girls...
You grew into the lips you have. How's that?
Oh, that may be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But I always thought I had bigger lips. I guess on the spectrum, it's not as big as I thought.
No.
But I had, the dancers I worked with when I were stripping nude, they had smaller lips than me.
I'm going by like when girls aren't aroused and their lips hang out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's big lips.
Yeah, mine.
Yours, you have to be really, really aroused.
Yeah, I mean they're there, but they're not. They don't hang down like they.
Yeah. Like no, they like could. The other when you were playing with that gentleman the other weekend,
mm-hmm.
and you were on top of him, reverse cowgirl.
Right.
You know, he was doing you anal.
Right, right.
And your fucking lips were
wide
open.
I'm editing the video.
Yeah.
Or at least one of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not that one. There's another video. I was doing anal. My lips are like, meh. It does. It looks like a freaking clams on a half shell type of a thing. A roast beef sandwich, you know, it's like
both good foods.
Good foods to me.
But anyway,
it concludes the show.
Yeah, no. If you're someone who has bigger lips,
I slide my hand in there, I zip them up because you don't want to get that caught. Don't want to get that caught. That's
no, no. Where you went testicles or something?
No. Put your hand down there and zip it up.
Well, just get buttonflies.
Buttonflies.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Definitely shave.
Hell yeah!
You get that fucking hair caught in there. Oh my God! You go and you turn, it's like rip.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't, mm-hmm. You're right, I didn't think about that. Since I've been shaving everything off for...
A lot of years,
it's, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it trim, protect it,
you're
going to use a zipper, but buttonflies, you got to use a buttonfly, it just makes a whole lot more sense.
Yeah. All right, well, I want to thank everyone for listening.
Listen to us babble on about that. Oh, my goodness, I have a mental picture of that.
All right, again, I put the challenge to you to try to find one friend, at least one friend, to listen to the podcast, see what they think. Thank you for listening, downloading, and
responding, getting some response.
Again, if you want to see more of Donna, go to hotwifedonnalynn.com. You want to email us, it's hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. And on Sundays, if you want to listen to the show live and call in,
Sunday.
You're going to have to go to hotwifepodcast.online. There you'll be able to listen to it live and see the phone numbers posted there to call in. That number is only active while we are on air.
Yeah, so don't.
So if you call it any other time,
it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. So, anyway, so thank you all.
Yes, and everybody have a great day.